try to talk as loud as you can. I'm going to put it right there. Okay. So your grandparents came to this property. And how old were you?
When I came?
Yeah.
The first time I was here must have been in the early 30s. Because I can remember Big Bill Keegan worked the farm for my grandfather, and his wife was the Lyons.
Oh, okay.
And then in 1937, my grandfather passed away, and we came up here in the summer times, and one of the O'Malleys helped my mother do work around the place, clean up. I went to school here in the little country school part-time when I was in, let's see, in the grades, 5th, 6th, and 7th. Then we went back to Troy for the winter.
Where was the country school that you went
to? Right down here in the corner of Intervale. And
right on the corner, right on the home that still is there, right?
Oh, yeah, it's still there.
That's right.
Family house now.
Okay.
And Mrs. Waters was a teacher when I went there. And
was that Mrs. Waters that might have lived on Waters Road?
No, she was from Port Edward.
Oh, okay.
And she stayed with Helen Burt. She had a...
Oh, she roomed. Had a room there
room,
for the
room
school
with Helen
year?
Burt.
Okay.
And then after, in the 8th grade, they held Regents. So my father was working in Albany, and I'd ride from here down to Troy at St. Joseph's School for the 8th grade.
Okay.
In order to be able to take the Regents. Then I went on to LaSalle Institute in Troy.
Did you, Larry?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I graduated from there in 1946. Went on to Cobleskill Ag and Tech, which is now within the university system.
Yes, right.
And graduated from there in 1956. While I was in college there, I joined the Grange in one of the local Granges. And I participated some in the Grange up here till it went to Funt. I joined the Eastern Volunteer Fire Department in 1958. I'm a life member.
Good.
I've held the office of chief and also president.
In 1958, you joined the fire department.
Yeah.
Been a member for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I got lifetime membership.
Good for you. Good.
I retired from active duty when I turned 80. What the young guys do.
Oh, that's right, Larry. All right, good for you.
I worked for Ed Liddell and Herbie from 1952. To the spring of 1963, and then I left and came up here. Of course, when I was working for the Liddells, I was milking about 15, 16 cows, but besides that, and Liddells would be help by baling the hay up here. Of course, I had to pay for the baling, which is, would be normal.
Uh-huh.
In 1964, Dave Vanderzee was leaving packages for the ski area down here in the barn because there'd be nobody up there at the mountain. And that fall, I started to work for Vanderzee, working on the lift. Now,
you did.
Yeah.
In 1964,
yeah.
You started that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. So he was leaving, having the mail or somebody leave packages
yep.
that belonged to the mountain because nobody was up there.
Correct.
All right. Okay.
Then, let me see.
So the mountain started in 1964.
No, it started in around 1952, or no, earlier than that.
Oh, okay.
And when Bob graduated from high school and went in the Air Force, I didn't work up to the ski area there for 8-9 years. But after I sold the cows, when I was about 1970, I went back and worked full-time up there.
You did?
Yeah.
So you milked cows here.
Yeah.
You had farming here.
Yeah.
How many cows did you milk?
Well, after we added on stanchions on the barn, I had 24.
Okay. And you did all your own crops and haying and everything.
I had crops on the Hack Place, which is just west of us, up off of what they call Dead End Road. I also cut the hay over on what is now the Allen Farm over here.
Okay, all right.
And had a good life, can't complain.
Oh, of course you did. You raised a nice family, and you had a great place to grow.
Yep.
Right? You had a nice, this is such a nice area. Now, what about this house? Was it built about the same time the brick house down the road? Okay. And was that Wheeldon's?
Yeah, that was Wheeldon's.
Okay, okay. And that would
and
be
the Kuzmic house over here. The brick
that's
house.
Right.
Yeah.
They were all built about the same time, yeah. I'll bet.
I've been told that the brick for this house came out of North Troy, up by what used to be Miami Beach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, did they made it there, or did it come from a? They made it right in there.
I think so. I'm not positive.
Sure. Okay. Okay. And Father Riley came and built a little cabin.
Yeah. Mother and father gave him the land off this place for where his house is.
Yes. Good. Great. And he came for many years.
Yeah.
Right?
So he was ordained in 1956.
In 1956.
Yeah.
Yeah. And would come back and forth here to the farm.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't that nice? Now, up the road at Willard Mountain, there used to be a house there. Do you know who that was belonged to?
There was a man by the name of Jacob Kozowski, worked for a mother that lived there. He owned that property up there from the stone wall that goes across in front of the lifts to the road and some property on the east side of the road. He worked for mother and father.
Okay.
I never had anything bad to say about him, but he was sort of superstitious.
Was he?
You didn't go sit on a wagon pole, or he let you know about it.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you ask him what country he was from, he says, no longer exists. But since then, I think a little study that he came from White Russia.
Oh, okay. I see. And then moved away or passed away?
He went away for a while and worked on Troy.
He worked down in Troy.
Then he passed away.
Okay.
Then his Philip, of course, inherited. Now his granddaughter and grandson inherited the place.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Chet Hack owns property
up and back.
Up here. And did he buy it from someone or?
Somebody down in Connecticut owned it. And I think he bought it from them. But back when I was in school, while I went to grade school, a family by the name of O'Malley owned it.
Okay. All right. Now, would that be Mark O'Malley and... Jim O'Malley.
Bill
O'Malley.
Jeanette.
That's right. That's right.
John Sheeran.
Yes.
And she was my age.
She was?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did they have a home in there?
There was a big house, big farmhouse there.
And a barn back in there. So they did live there?
Yeah.
All right. And that's where those fellas and Jeanette were brought up.
Yeah.
All right.
I can remember Jimmy, they had a horse that they cultivated. It was blind. And Jimmy would lead the horse for his father out cultivating corn.
He did?
Yeah.
And it was a blind horse?
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Now, was there another farm in this side?
Well, up here, the house got on fire and burned when Chet Cliff lived up there.
Chet Cliff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember my brother and I were in the cellar passing out the food products so they get them out of the cellar.
Okay.
Of course, in them days, they didn't have the fire equipment we have today.
No.
And the drive belt on the Greenwich's pump broke, and they had to go into Lindsay's and get a new belt for it.
So the Greenwich Fire Department had come to help fight. Was Easton in operation at that time?
No.
So the Greenwich was the only fire department that could come.
See, that was back in the 40s. And I can't remember when Greenwich was formed. Well, that was the Greenwich Fire Department at that time.
Okay. And they came, so you would have to wait until Greenwich got out here.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
And their firehouse at that time was loaded on Salem Street just above the Presbyterian Church at that time.
Okay.
Which is now a residence.
Yes, all right.
Yeah.
I know where that is. Okay. Well, that's quite a while ago. And how about other farmers and neighbors around here?
Next place down the road was owned by the Conley family. Donald was my age when I was going to country school. And he had a couple of sisters. I can't remember what the name was, but one was a good friend of one of the O'Malley girls.
Oh, okay. I see. Jeanette?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
good. Great.
And Patricia was my brother's age. I think she's up PVI now, I think.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yes, I know where she was and where she lived recently.
Yeah. Then, right now, I think Leona is down in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay. O'Malley?
Yeah.
I see. There was a large family then, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, big family.
So, and they farmed too. Of course, everybody, and most everybody around here farmed, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did many people go off to Troy to work, or?
Not back in them days.
Okay, most everybody was farming.
Yeah.
All right. And how about the railroad?
Well, I can remember when you couldn't go to Greenwich the way we do now on the railroad bed. We had to go over, and we went over and turned, and I can't think of the name of the road. Bud Brock owns the house on the corner.
Okay.
Go down through and come up by Hugh McHugh and through.
And then
the Burdick place, and you took a left instead of today, you come out over through where Jim Perry used to live.
Okay.
Henry Sounds had that farm.
And that was the road into Greenwich from... Of course, the railroad ran down what we now use as 74, right?
Yep.
That was the railroad all the way in, so you cut a different way to get into Greenwich. Sure. Okay.
No, my mother was born down the river road. Her mother was a Flatley. And I think
her mother was a Flatley.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Fred Flatley and his wife raised her, and she went to a country school on the river road in the grades, and then went to Scholarville for the first 3 years of high school.
Okay.
And then
this was your mother?
My mother. Then she came and lived with her father here on the farm as a senior and graduated from Greenwich.
She did?
Yeah.
Okay. As a Flatley?
As a Lyons.
As a Lyons.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So are you saying that the Flatleys that lived down on the river road were her family? Okay. Okay.
All the Flatleys down there were my cousins.
They're all your cousins.
Yeah.
All right. Celia Flatley, that was in
Rita.
Greenwich, Rita, were cousins of yours.
Yeah.
I see. I see. And that was a large family, the Flatleys.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think they had a brother named Jerome. I'm not positive on that.
Jerome Flatley.
Yeah.
I see. I see. I think some of the Connor family maybe married a Flatley, as I recall. But, so how did you get back and forth to town?
Well, I got my driver's license after I got out of Cobleskill.
Okay, but before that?
Father drove.
Your father drove you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you had transportation back and forth to Greenwich?
Yeah.
To school?
No. I never went to school in Greenwich.
Oh, you were down in Troy, weren't you?
Yeah, in LaSalle.
So, did you live there, or was your family living in Troy at that time?
They've lived in Troy most of their life.
Okay. And then you come back and forth up here to the farm. I see. And then when you were old enough, you came up here after college?
Right after college, I came here and stayed.
I see. Okay. Okay. Then you started working around, got your own farm.
Yeah.
Something else I wanted to ask you. Tell me about the cemetery right next door to you.
No relatives of ours is buried there. But Flywell Wilkerson had relatives in there.
He did?
Yeah.
And where did he live? Did they have, did they just use it as a cemetery, or did somebody live around here?
Lyle lived in Greenwich.
Yes.
Right in where that big house used to be across from on the right side after you come over the bridge and come up on the main street.
Yes.
So
he lived there.
Yeah.
And then what happened to that house? Because then he continued to live there himself.
Yeah.
Didn't he? When he married Jackie.
Yeah.
But did that house burn down?
I can't remember whether it burned down or they tore it down and built this one new.
Okay, so where did his family live? I remember his mother, Lyle's mother.
Yeah. That's a good question.
You don't know. I forgot whether it was down. I thought it was down 74 somewhere. We'll have to talk to the kids and see what they say about that. Some of their children, and see what they know about where they're.
It could have been one of those houses on the road into Horton.
Okay. I have an idea it was down that way. So you think it was some of Lyle Wilkinson's
relatives
that are, does it say on the stones? I've never looked in there.
I haven't been up in there much.
Okay.
My kids have been.
They have.
But, what was it? The Boy Scouts cleaned it up once. And then Lyle and Nate Harrington worked in there cleaning it up.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I wonder if Nate Harrington had some sort of a relative in there.
Well, I think down from around Johnsonville.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe he had some relatives in there. We'll have to investigate.
And he married June Liddell.
That's right. That's right. Sure. Sure. Well, you've seen lots of changes in Easton, haven't you?
A few.
Sure. Sure. It's a good community. How about that library? Isn't that the best?
Yep.
It is good. And Burton Hall?
Yep.
Burton Hall's had lots of activity, and it's nice to see them continue.
Well, that parking lot down there was 100% improvement after they put the stone in there.
Yes, yes, it looks terrific. It really is nice, not mushy or muddy or anything, yeah. Is it? Yeah, that really works.
I'm waiting to see how it stands up out of when they start at the plow snow.
Yeah, that's another thing, isn't it? How about snowstorms? You've seen lots of snow around this house, I'll bet you.
Well, I can remember when I was in high school, I used to come up to Uncle Jack Wines with Lynn Joyce.
Okay.
And Lynn would come down, and I'd come up on the bus from Troy. Jimmy Curtis drove that time. And he'd pick me up and come up to the farm. I'd be up there for a week. And we got a big snowstorm once. And they came up through with the road grader with a V plow on the front, pushing it, and another truck winging it back.
For heaven's sakes.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we had lots of snow. I mean, years ago, don't you agree that the snowfall has become less than we've had many years ago, where the roads would drift in, and coming up that hill out of Troy, I don't know how you made it.
Mm.
Wow. Then you got into bus driving.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
How many years of bus driving?
1958 to 1988. For 30 years. Ray Ackner was head of transportation.
Yes, yes. You started when Ray was there?
Yep.
Okay, yep. I remember having to go into Ray Ackner. That wasn't funny if that bus got taken into Mr. Ackner. He'd get on that bus and tell you what for.
He'd read the riot act to you.
He'd read the riot act. I'm telling you, if that bus driver said you're going into the bus garage, you were shaking in your shoes, or I was anyway.
And I drove the detention bus for 5 years.
You did? Okay.
And one day, Ray said to me, I'd like to talk to you. And he says, what was going on in the back of the bus? I says, Ray, I don't know, but I named off two kids who were real honest. I says, you bring them in and you'll find out. I told him.
He did.
Yeah.
He found out what was going on. I know, it's tough. It's hard to be a bus driver. And I applaud you for all your years of driving bus and keeping everybody going back and forth. I know I didn't ask you about Phyllis. Where'd you meet Phyllis?
Corpus School Agitech.
She was out there as well.
Yep. She was taking child care.
She was.
But I didn't go with her when I was in college. I went with Mary Lou, can't think of the last name. She lived right across from the Catholic Church upstairs.
Oh.
Mary Lou Richards.
In Greenwich?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she married one of the Hartwell boys.
I see.
And as far as I know right now, I think her husband died 4 or 5 years ago.
All right.
She was also in the child care.
She was also out there at Kogelskill doing child care with Phyllis.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, where was Phyllis from? Troy?
Coxsackie. Down to Greene County.
I see. All right. And then she's continued child care forever.
Up until about 5-6 years ago.
Yes, yes. Well, all your children that are nearby have been able to have your grandchildren stop here after school.
They pick them up here and leave them off here.
Yes, perfect.
Because there isn't a good place to turn around up on the hill there.
That's right. So they can come down and back right in here and keep right on going. Yeah. Do they still?
They used to come up the hill up until last year. Now they come over and down and then come back up. They change the route.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, as families change, they have to change the routes, don't they? As there isn't anybody anymore or somebody comes and they need to start a new route, then they have to make adjustments to that. All right. What else? Anything else that you can think of?
Well, my youngest son, Jimmy, is a 20-year Navy retired veteran, and he works for Home Depot down in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, okay.
And they had one son who was 21, and he graduated from a one-year course college. And he works for Walmart. His mother works for Walmart.
Uh huh.
And Jimmy's wife is from Middle Falls.
Oh, okay. Good. And they live in Florida.
Yep.
Great. How many grandchildren do you have?
Well, there's three at Bob's. Two up there is five. Two down there is seven.
Very good. That's a nice sized family.
Yep.
And then holidays, I notice there's always a big gathering around here.
Yep.
Everybody gets home as much as they can, I'll bet, don't they?
Yeah, about the only one that doesn't get home for Christmas is Jimmy.
Yeah, he's too far away.
Costs quite a lot.
To travel. Airfare is quite a lot to do, sure.
Phyllis's brother and his wife and one daughter will be here for Christmas. And Phyllis's brother, who died years ago, wife will be here for
Christmas. Very good. Yeah. That's good that everybody can still get together and... Are they still around Coxsackie?
Yeah.
Are they? Very nice.
Well, her brother that comes here is down around Kingston.
I see. Good. Very good.
We try to get to Coxsackie a couple times during the year.
Do you? Good for you. That's nice. Very good. So, how about heating your house? What have you always heated your house with? Wood?
We started out with I guess you call it kerosene.
Oh, did you?
Things.
Okay.
And then we put in, I put one in on a B-Cross big boiler.
Yes.
And I have oil backup in the cellar on that.
Okay. Yeah, it's quite a big house to keep heated, isn't it? Yeah, it's tough.
Well, back when I was cutting the wood and everything, we had a 24-foot diameter pool out there. I could heat that with the furnace.
Ha, good idea. Sure. That extends.
One year, they were swimming right up to November.
They were. That certainly...
They won't be this year.
No, that certainly extends the life of a swimming pool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that's very good. Well, what do you think, Larry? Thank you very much. And This will be added into, if we've got it recorded,